The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up, you motherfuckers? Welcome into Crosstalk on Hand.
That's Sylvie.
Brought to you by Blue Chew. Yeah, Sylvie's gone. He's in Mexico.
Thank God.
Meller's here.
What's up, gents?
So we still have the four-man weave.
We do the right kind of work.
All right. Wow. Why do you guys
that's fucking wrong, asshole.
So what does that even fucking mean? All I'm talking about.
I don't know. What does it mean?
The good work for the people of Mexico is what I'm saying.
Do the cartels do good work?
What the fuck think I was talking about?
Here's why you're an asshole.
No, but my point is, why can't they do the good work?
Dropping a line like that. Secondly, as we're starting, dropping whatever came out of your ass.
Oh my God.
Next to Waddle. It sounded like bubbles coming out of there.
Tiny bubbles.
What the fuck?
I am shocked that it's not more. I'm shocked that it's not more pungent than it is. But
yeah, it's not odorous.
It was not odorous.
It's a good thing Carm's not trying to eat, you know, snack on his lunch while Yurko drops.
I have like.
It's not the time to eat lunch.
I got a quick snack.
Unhinged is not the time to start.
Where'd you get
snack.
That snack from?
Across the street at the Renaissance, just at like the grab and go place. I just got good stuff there.
Yeah, they do.
But I feel like I got to put the cover back on this in case.
That's the fucking fog comes over.
Shit particles from his dirty ass start floating over here.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Somebody's getting lippy over there. Mr. Rake City. Hey, Rake City.
That's got to be
a
baseball
squad. That's
way to represent.
Squad. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I like you playing some snow baseball today?
Your problem.
My son's got baseball tonight. Luckily, there's infield practice indoors.
We had a softball team in the city, Kelsey, named the Ropes.
The Ropes.
When you name yourself the Ropes, you better be a
better hit some line drives.
Oiled fucking machine. Yeah, better be able to hit the fucking Ropes.
Or you have giant penises.
If you call yourself Rake City,
take a lot of Blue Chew.
You guys better be able to fucking rake 1 through 12.
We had a kid drafted in the first round this year. How many, you know, Chicago kids get drafted in round? We got drafted by the Braves. He was the first round pick
of
the Braves.
I heard yesterday the good
came
kid
out of your
was
program.
Yes,
was besmirching your high school and the amount of talent that's coming through there.
We've had.
I mean, the amount of students. I mean, per capita.
Yeah, we've had a lot of pro players come out. Maybe not like Moeller, but we've had a bunch of pro football. We've had mostly football and baseball players come out of
Moeller's basically been more of a baseball, you know,
factory
than anything. There's a kid, too, I think, that plays for the Mavericks. He's a 7-footer, went to Texas, I think.
Sean Bradley.
Who?
Christian Wood?
No. I don't know who, but the kid I'm thinking of is actually a Moeller grad too. I forget his name.
He's a Mormon.
Did Christian Wood go to Texas? I'm trying to think of who had what other 7-footer.
This kid went to Texas. I don't know. See if Christian Wood went to Moeller.
See if he went to Texas. If he did, there you go.
Well, I mean, listen, my high school's had some players come out over the course of a lifetime.
First Johnny, you're most.
Not as many as we should have, but.
It's hard making the pros, dude.
Oh, it's not easy.
You know it. You're in a ridiculously small minority of people that are good enough, and you probably get a couple breaks here and there that go your way to make it to the ultimate level. I mean, it's fucking hard.
Thornton had one hell of a run for a while.
Yeah, Thornton did together for a little while.
Christian Wood played at UNLV.
I played at UNLV. Okay,
so there is no 7-footer on Dallas who played at.
Well,
Texas.
Maybe he's from. I'll figure it out before you get the fuck out of here.
You get lost in your own mind.
Sam Hubbard, I believe, is a Moeller grad.
Yes, he is.
Sam Hubbard, the Bengals. Sam Hubbard.
Oh, the Cincinnati kid is
a Cincinnati kid.
The Rico. I got to tell you a story about what happened to me on the way in.
All right, please.
There's
two different ways to get here.
Regale us.
North on Lakeshore Drive. I could take a left at, I believe it's Madison.
Fucking kid, by the way, is wearing shorts.
Yep. I can take a left, make a right on Michigan, make a left, when I get to Randolph. I can do that. Or if the lights are green, I stay there and I get off on Randolph over by the yacht club and I come up underneath.
Is that what you normally
and
do?
And I go, yeah, either one or the two. Okay. Whatever the ways I come in, right?
You ever jump on Columbus?
I know Lakeshore Drive's all jacked up.
Yeah. You go on Columbus?
Not necessarily. Sometimes I'll veer over on Columbus, but it happens earlier than that. I'll exit on State or where you could take State all the way down.
Yes.
And then I'll just take the streets because I know LSD is all jacked up.
Yeah.
But this time I chose the Randolph route. I'm going to exit on Randolph by the Yacht Club. A gentleman is there with the cup in his hand. I reach into my pocket. I had just gotten a Dunkin' Donuts coffee in beautiful Dyer, Indiana. I go to reach, and I got a single and a five. I'm like, all right, I'm going to give the dude a five.
Nice.
He approaches. I put the five out of the window. He goes, it's too much.
No.
I don't accept fives. I looked at him. The light was already green. Everybody was gone. I'm looking at him. I'm like, all right.
What? I've never heard of such a thing.
Fucking bum with fucking dignity and respectability. I never fucking saw it in my life.
You should have just given him the bill and said, when I pass through here again, you know, my toll's been paid.
Take my place.
I'll ignore you four times. No,
that's amazing.
I was stunned. Of a million things that fucking dude could have said to me,
yes.
Five is too much was not the thing coming down the pipe.
Wow. I can't even imagine.
That's a man of honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a man of honor.
It's too much.
That's crazy.
I mean, you know, normally, you live in Chicago. Bowl of soup costs $12, kid.
There was a woman, I remember.
You can't get a carton of eggs with that $5.
Yeah. It had to be up to 10 years ago. There was a woman that was on one of the bridges. I don't know if it was the LaSalle Bridge or maybe it was over even close to Michigan Avenue. You remember she used to say, spare change, please, spare change. She was a short woman, kind of probably
diminutive.
40. Yeah, and was always sitting with a large coffee from Starbucks. And a leather-bound book.
What?
Leather-bound book.
And was asking for... She looked like definitely that she
with
was...
With Gucci shoes.
Was the book always different? Did the book change?
I didn't spend that much time on it.
Is she just out there with the same book or is she reading different
books?
Maybe
sometimes she wouldn't even look up. She wouldn't even look up and just say, can you spare some change? Can you spare some change?
If you're playing music... I love you. Go ahead, Tommy.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
Did you ever give it?
Yeah, I did for a few times, and then when I first would walk by, and then I started recognize she was drinking, you know, a coffee that probably cost $7.
Yeah, she's drinking a macchiato,
and it was just like
a mocha frappuccino.
She's drinking better
fuck.
Coffee than you do, Tommy.
Yeah, it wasn't a contest, but it just felt wrong.
Well, no, the point is, it felt wrong. But this guy just stunned me this morning. I
never heard of that.
Do.
Never heard of someone asking for
so
money.
So you put the money back in your pocket?
Too much. I didn't know what to do.
I'll take it.
Why didn't he make change? He should have given you like $3 or $4 back.
Change.
I'm dead serious. Yes. With all of the craziness that's out there, I'm not taking change from.
He had a little Cosmo Kramer, like he'd been exposed to the elements for about 10 straight days.
Yeah.
Kind of look on him. So he did have a little Cosmo Kramer.
Did it run through your mind to demand that he take it?
No.
No, I mean, what do you do at that point?
No, I know. Is it the first time in the history, or does he do this every day where someone tries to offer him a five?
I don't know.
The world is different these days on a number of fronts. I wouldn't pick up a dollar.
On the ground.
On the ground. A $5 bill.
Could have fentanyl on it.
Yes.
Really?
Dude, there are so many stories now of like just...
Fentanyl.
Hideous tragedies.
Fentanyl, dude. Natural exposure to fentanyl without even ingesting it
can kill you.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. The fuck?
Yes.
So people are...
You need to do some reading.
What the fuck is this?
Watch something someday.
No, yeah.
Football
season just ended. Sorry, I've been a little preoccupied.
Yeah. Hey, what's the babip of the shortstop for the
what do you mean there's been a train derailment? I mean, come on.
What, you
wake up and smell like coffee.
On a fucking bill?
Carm's got a vacation on the border of Pennsylvania and Ohio. He's
going
to make his
way. They rub fentanyl on the bill and then they leave it there for... It's like poo.
No way. It's just...
We used to play poo dollar. Now they're playing fentanyl dollar.
It's probably more just drugs laced that have found themselves onto
Jesus
the. There's actually, I actually do.
Dude, the fentanyl situation is no joke.
They run PSAs now about fentanyl and get your kids aware because obviously you're trying to keep them off drugs. But in addition to just trying to,
you
could
accidentally be exposed to fentanyl.
That's
like
the point.
A big dose of it, and you're gone. It's over. Yeah.
Carm, your kids are too young. Like I've got kids that are 30, 27, 25, and 19, and every one of them knows somebody through somebody who has accidentally
OD'd,
died from
fentanyl
from it because
somebody
you know,
at a party's got it or something.
Well, like someone will do a line of cocaine and it's laced with fentanyl, or someone will take a Molly. Or be at a, you know, dude, it's...
Tommy's got, everybody knows everybody. Somebody that knows somebody that
everybody.
Died. And knows Kevin Bacon.
And yeah. 6 degrees of separation.
All right,
yeah,
so that's
true. All right, that's
much
move
darkness.
On to something more
too much
pleasant.
Darkness, my
darkness on the edge of town, my friend.
It's fucking scary shit.
Well,
it
we gotta wake this fucker up.
Yeah.
He's fucking sleeping through all the news stories.
Get your head out of your ass,
fucking
dollars.
Jesus Christ! Watch the world news for fucking
sitting
3 minutes.
Sitting over there with a fucking $100 glass of fucking bourbon and your head's in your ass.
Channels. Watch what the fuck you want. Nobody's telling you watch a specific fucking channel.
Now
watch what the fuck you want.
Now that I don't have to spend my week watching tape of the Eagles and. The Giants. Good. I'll start catching up on the fentanyl crisis in America.
Name me three of the candidates that are running for mayor in this, without saying Lori Lightfoot.
Chewy Garcia.
Yeah.
Paul Vallis.
Mm-hmm.
And I can name one more. Hold on.
And look at him. He's lost.
Willie Wilson.
There you go.
Willie
Wilson.
Carm's got them all associated with Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Willie Wilson. Of course.
Center fielder for the Kansas City Royals.
Wait a minute.
For
the former Royal wants to be mayor?
Yeah, so he's got my vote. 70 bags.
UL Washington is his running mate.
Keep your head on a swivel.
UL Washington.
It's the best piece of advice we can give you from over here on the old side of the table. Keep your head on a swivel.
Head on a swivel.
Yeah, well, I know that. I'm vigilant. I am.
Be wary. Be wary, kid.
Listen, I lived in the city probably longer than all of you.
I never
trust
lived in the
no
city.
Trust no one.
Yeah.
Trust. I never lived in the city, nor will I ever live in the city.
Yeah, so you always learn to be.
I lived in the city.
You learn to be vigilant, you know.
Where'd you
live
in
the city?
Mine
was South Side. I was East Sider. Vets Park out there. 96 and Exchange.
You guys, do you the trailer for Cocaine Bear, speaking of fentanyl?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it.
Cocaine, they say that's a true story.
Yeah.
Why don't I remember that? That seems like something I would have remembered.
Right, because your head's up your fucking...
You guys remember that story?
Well, it happened in 1985.
So I was pretty... Yeah, I would have been
pretty
young.
He's joking.
No, it's legit.
Really?
That's why it's such a funny... I played the Cocaine Bear trailer on the Bears pregame show with Dion Miller.
With Dion?
Pulling all the coincidences together because it occurred 85. In 1985.
It was 85. Like, that's funny.
Listen,
funny.
A lot of this stuff has been enhanced, and there has been
a lot. Yeah.
If you've seen the trailer,
I would say a large majority of it.
Yeah.
This is one of those based on a true story,
but it's not really. Yeah.
If you've seen the trailer,
I've seen it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Got a bear climbing. Like you've got two people hanging up in the tree trying to avoid the bear.
Do you know?
By the way, Jackson Hayes is the Moeller High School grad.
Oh, Jackson Hayes. Okay. There you go.
Just wanted to get that off.
Who's he on?
He's now, he was selected by the Hawks. I think isn't he with the Pelicans, or he may be in the G League?
He might be in the G League.
Yeah, he might be.
Do you know what other movie, speaking of that, where you watched it, and it was much more of a true portrayal, but I didn't remember fucking any of it, and the movie wasn't particularly good.
Snakes on a Plane?
No, not Snakes on a Plane. That's good, though.
Just guessing.
Taken with Liam Neeson.
Was it My Auntie Was a Teenage Whore?
That wasn't it either. That's something else you're watching.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Did you guys watch... Did you guys watch The House of Gucci?
I didn't. My wife liked it.
I didn't care for it. It wasn't particularly good. But
it's closely.
If you would have told me, like, do you remember? This was like late 90s.
Andrew Cannon, right?
I was like,
wasn't that the guy that killed?
No, that wasn't House of Gucci.
No, that was
the wife, who was played by Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
hires to have. The husband,
mm-hmm.
He's like the grandson. I think he's the grandson. I'm trying to remember now. He's the grandson of the two original founders of the House of Gucci.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how the fuck don't I remember this? Some big scandal where she got caught.
I don't remember it either.
Guy got fucking gunned down. She got caught. She went away forever. So I'm not the only one, right? I'm watching this movie. I'm like, this is real? I don't fucking remember.
No, I knew it was based on a real story, but I did not remember nor did I see the movie.
My interest was piqued when I saw the trailer, but then it started to look like everything was overacted, and so I kind of bailed on it.
It was. It wasn't that good. I mean, it was a good cast. Pacino's in it. Jared Leto. I will say Jared Leto's pretty fucking awesome.
He's pretty good in most of
the
stuff.
He is good, and you won't even recognize him. I knew he was in the movie. And I watched probably about an hour of it, and I had to pause it and go, "The fuck is Jared Leto?" And then I was like, "You've got to be kidding!
You'll be
blown away."
I think he's that's been the case in a lot of his roles.
He's good.
I saw Dallas Buyers Club recently.
Oh, that's good.
He was unbelievable in that. Really, that whole movie
That's a good movie.
That was fabulous.
And that's a true story.
Yes,
at least based on a true story. And that
Matthew
guy's real life, and that was really
so. Was
good.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes, that's a true story, too. They probably always take some liberties.
Of course.
It's poetic license.
Yeah, a little poetic license.
Artistic license.
Artistic license.
Yeah. I was just telling Waddle, have you seen Margin Call?
Yes, it's great.
Oh, I fucking love it.
I saw bits and pieces, not the whole thing, but I think it's successful.
I've watched it a couple times. It's about to leave Netflix, I think, at the end of the month. So I told him to definitely, because he was talking about Wolf of Wall Street.
It's great. It's probably the best out of all the movies
Big Short's pretty exceptional.
The Big Short is good.
Is fabulous. But
Margin Call's probably the best depiction of what happened.
Easier to follow, too, because when you watch The Big Short, you've got to have some knowledge of
financial knowledge.
Yes.
What the hell they're talking
Correct.
About. And Margot Robbie does do a nice job of explaining it into that bubble bath. Hello.
Yeah, she does. I love that. I love the way they did that.
Oh, yeah.
Is she Australian?
She's Australian, yeah.
She is.
She is something else, man. Yeah. She's good.
I preferred Anthony Bourdain's explanation.
I liked Anthony Bourdain's
explanation. Teach their own yerk.
Yeah.
Well, did she even say anything?
Yeah, she did.
Did Margot Robbie speak in the movie?
She had a few lines. What are you guys going to do now that football's over? What occupies your
usual.
Time?
Wow. That's a good question.
I mean, right now you've got something big going
on. Tigers playing?
Tigers playing with Justin Thomas. Did you see what he handed Justin Thomas yesterday?
Yeah.
$5 bill.
Carm doesn't know. What a $5 pill.
Laced with fentanyl?
No. So he outdrove him. On the hole. Justin.
Shocking. There are some people on social media that are not too happy about it.
So he walks up to Justin and hands him something. After he just outdrove him, what do you think he handed him?
A 69.
No. They did not intertwine.
That's what he shot
at.
He handed him. He just outdrove him. I don't know.
And to show him what a man he was, what do you think he handed him?
His cock and balls.
He
said, look how big.
If he probably could have gotten away with it, he would have.
And honestly, I think you would have been aware if that's what he handed him.
Probably.
That's probably something
he would have caught.
Tom
said social media was outraged.
Yeah. He handed it to him, and Justin Thomas dropped it right on the ground. A cylindrical-looking thing.
In a wrapper.
That said, part of Big City in Kotex. Florida.
There's an applicator involved?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah. And Justin Thomas gets in his hand, looks at it, and fires it on the ground.
That's exactly what he did.
Oh, my God.
I could see why the outrage, though. I could see
That's him saying it exactly it. That's what he told him.
That is quintessential Tiger, though, isn't it?
He's back.
Sure.
Yeah,
That's how you know he's back.
Tiger's back. He's still limping around that course, guys. He's not going to be able to play.
Have you ever seen him in shorts? There's a picture of him in shorts. It looks like he's got a fucking shark bite in his leg.
It's awful.
Yeah, but I don't think you can have it both ways. I think we can't just assume that Justin Thomas is a man. So he might have been doing him a favor. Do you know how he identifies?
Oh, are you saying that?
Can't have it both ways, is all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Johnny's saying
you can't have it both ways. You can't assume how Justin Thomas is identifying. So what Tiger did might have been perfectly normal.
You know, you can't slip.
You can't slip one by
the good kid. The good kid's got an answer for everything.
You can't slip one by.
Guys, can't have it both ways. Can't want it one way, and then all of a sudden, when you go ahead and you recognize it could be one way, then all of a sudden,
that's what Johnny's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's a ton of hypocrisy.
Yeah, there's a ton of hypocrisy out there.
That might be true.
Are you making an assumption? I'm trying to understand.
Am I making an assumption that Justin Thomas identifies as a man?
Yeah.
I am making that assumption.
Why?
That's true.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
You're so rude of you.
Oh, my God. Beside myself. I don't even know how I can work with you. I'm stunned.
Miller wants out.
The point is, you can't have it both ways.
Okay.
Does the thought ever cross your mind that Yerko missed his calling? He should be a defense attorney.
He should be.
There's no question. You would be a fabulous defense attorney.
He's more than willing to take up the plight of anybody.
If not that, he should be some sort of master debater.
I am. Natural. Lefty and righty.
I know.
But the point is.
Ambidextrous.
The point is, we can argue about anything we want to argue about. I can offer a case where that was perfectly normal with the silliness that goes on today.
How did I not see that on social media? I'm surprised. I saw Rory.
Because you were breaking down the fucking bit of the fucking AL East.
You don't look at nothing.
I actually watched a little of the replay on Golf Channel last night of Tiger.
He birdied last three holes,
I know.
Think.
I watched a little bit of the replay after the Bulls game ended, and then I think when it was
happening. That game ended really early.
They stink. Well, I was watching the, you know what game was pretty good? It was the second game, the Phoenix Suns.
I saw that.
Clippers. And at halftime, I flipped over, and they were playing the replay on Golf Channel. So
did you see Kawhi was scoreless at the half?
And they still won.
Did you see what happened to Nick yesterday?
Friedel? No. Yeah. What happened?
So we're having him on later today. He was at the introductory press conference with Kevin Durant. They had 1,000 fans there for the introductory press conference.
Holy cow.
Nick starts and asks him about his time in Brooklyn. Nick starts to get booed by the fans because he asks him how.
Man, I love it.
Any reflections on
Nick
Brooklyn?
Nick doesn't care, though.
He's been there, done that.
That's funny. He starts laughing.
Nick
about
was
it.
The first one to start laughing.
It was hilarious.
Do you guys know who's in the dunk contest this weekend?
No clue.
There are four names that I've seen.
I've heard there's somebody from the G League.
There was one I didn't.
That's not the first time.
I didn't know who he was. I had to look him up. I had no idea.
The All Star game has completely lost all of its appeal.
You know what? But this goes to what we always talk about: how kids today and what's more popular today is the three. The three-point contest is loaded with stars.
Yeah.
Loaded. The dunk contest has a guy named Mack McClung in it. I'm like, that can't be a real basketball player. It is.
Who's in the three-point contest?
Tyrese Halliburton, Tyler Hero, Buddy Hield, Kevin Herter, Dame Lillard, Lowry. How about Lowry? Julius Randle's replacing Anthony Simons, and Jason Tatum.
By the way, if I had told you 5 years ago Julius Randle would be in a three-point competition...
Welcome to the NBA 2023.
There's the conundrum there is that that's part of the NBA. But, and our fucking team here can't shoot a three.
Well, I know that. That's damn.
There was a time when it was East versus West. For me as a kid or a young adult, that the All-Star game and the weekend was must-see television.
Really?
Me...
Because the dunk contest or what?
No, I loved the East versus West.
East versus West?
I'm with you. It's not just that.
There is no allure to it at all for me anymore.
They've switched things around so much. You understand with the Pro Bowl games, like why they would... They needed to do something because the game had devolved.
That's garbage, too. Unless you've got a 10-year-old son or daughter who's interested in flag football, I'm fine with that. But for me,
my point is, I understand why they had to change it in the NFL because it just wasn't working for the last 5 to 10 years. They weren't even competing.
It still doesn't work, but.
But the NBA and the NHL now have changed the formats of their All-Star games so frequently. And, you know, while it was cool initially to have a draft, kind of lost its luster.
I heard that they're doing the draft differently now because they don't want someone. I heard Black and Abdallah talking about it. Unless they were fucking around. I don't know.
They're doing the reserves first, right?
Yes, they're drafting reserves first so that nobody feels bad that they're the last pick of the fucking draft.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Like, which was honestly the
only... That in itself.
How about... That was the only thing that was appealing was to find out who was the last pick, right?
I mean,
in some sense, because you're like, all right... These are the all-stars.
Yeah, because everyone hates the guy that's the last pick.
Exactly. And it's like,
the last pick before? Like, there was someone that no one really liked that was one of the final picks in recent years.
Did Russ hang out? No, he was always picked high, I think.
At some point, you got to stop. Like, the nonsense does have to stop at some point.
It won't.
I mean, give me a fucking break.
It's like this. Look, the whole concept of the play-in fucking tournament drives me crazy.
But I get that. I mean, that's just revenue, Tommy. I mean,
I get that. It was trying to alleviate tanking. I get it. True. But if you're a fan of the Chicago Bulls, the last thing you want is that your franchise is fucking content with being seed 10, 9, or 8. And then they hold that over you and say, hey, listen, we were competing for something when you're not.
For franchises like the Bulls, I think you're right. They'll use it to in their warped minds, some sort of an advantage. Like, what do you mean? We made the play-in tournament. Like,
yes. It gives all teams an out with regard to how they handle their franchises financially.
I think there are teams in this league, though, where now that how do you say his name? Is it Ishbia? Matt Ishbia?
Yes.
Okay, so if it's like... That guy, if it's Cuban, if it's maybe a handful of others, they won't try that bullshit. They won't. I don't think so. Like a team like the Bulls run the way Jerry and his family have run the organization for so long. I see what you're saying.
What are they trying, though? I mean, I guess
the spirit for the NBA is like it adds another layer of competition, revenue, obviously, is the most important thing.
Well, it was for anti-tanking.
They're trying to discourage teams from tanking.
They're discouraged teams. They're not really discouraging teams from tanking.
Of course
it's just
not.
Probably not.
Your initial point, creating additional revenue. It creates a couple of standalone nights events for TNT or ESPN, you know, where you can kind of carve out, oh, this is like a win or go home situation here. It's almost like a game seven without it having to go seven. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so it creates that revenue for them, and that's the only thing they give a shit.
Well, there's
about.
No doubt. It's all about money. I get that. I'm not oblivious to that. I just think it's...
I don't think every team would use it the way the Bulls would use it. Because I think you're right. They'll try that bullshit. What do you mean? We made the plan.
Exactly.
Well, the fucking Heat aren't doing that. The Suns aren't doing that. The Mavs aren't doing that. At least
The Heat are already separated themselves from the fucking clowns that are in that condition.
I know, but can you imagine Pat better Riley run? Coming out and saying, we made the plan.
No.
That bullshit wouldn't fly with
you
him.
You think they'll make the play-in tournament, this team right now?
Who, the Bulls?
Yeah.
I don't know. They might not.
They're spinning out of control. You've got Zach popping off yesterday, yet again, you know, talking about not knowing the offense for 2 years in a row. It's like...
It's crazy. How old is Pat Riley now?
70-something, right?
Like, he's got to be 70s?
Close to 80, right?
Close to 80?
He's still a handsome fucking man, isn't he?
He's aged well. Yeah. He really has.
When's the last time you saw him?
Winning
time?
Winning.
I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm trying to remember the last
time
I've
seen a picture
that
of
Adrian Brody is.
He's 77.
77. He's taking care of himself, though. You know, Pat's. He's got the hair. He's always got the nice suit.
Like, I don't know how recent this is, but he looks good in this. With this, that looks like it's a couple years old, though.
That does. But
when is Winning Time? The second season of Winning Time come on? He looks fucking great. I hope I look that good.
This could be.
I hope I look that good when I'm 60.
He looks good. He's looked pretty good. He's aged pretty well.
He's got that nice olive skin.
Isn't your 59th coming up on Monday?
Oh, stop it.
Oh, boy.
56.
Oh, okay.
God, I can't believe you're going to be 56, Tommy.
Happy LT, baby.
We're fucking old,
What do you think? I'm going to be 56
in August. I know. You'll be 56
in August.
I'm 46. It's crazy.
I'm out of our demo.
I don't know.
I'm officially
out
of our demo.
Dude. I don't know how this has happened.
Well, the clock doesn't stop.
It just doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm 40 fucking 6 years old.
I got you by 10. Mellor, how old are you?
42. You have plans,
listen, I will tell you this. The 10-year difference physically has been night and day. Well, even 46 and 56. Mm-hmm. Night and fucking day. I played basketball and a little bit of football with Sylvie's kids for about an hour on Sunday.
I'm dying.
Fucking for 2 days. Like, my body is sore. I'm like, what the fuck happened
to
me?
It's crazy. It is.
You forget I'm almost 56 years old.
It's crazy. And when's the last time you played basketball like that? 2 years ago at your previous Super Bowl party?
Or 3 years ago.
3 years ago, last time before COVID hit.
Every now and again, I'll go out there and try to jack some threes, make myself feel good.
Yeah.
And then I'll miss a bunch of them, the ball going to fucking weeds, and I'll be like fuck it. I'm done.
I'm not going to get that fucking ball. Just leave it there. Let somebody else go and get it. All right, what are we hard for, gentlemen? What tickles your fancy?
The Genesis Invitational.
That's what you're hard for?
Same thing for me. That's the only thing on television for me this weekend that I'm excited about.
I am full-blown, aside from obviously Waddle's huge blowout party on Monday that we'll be doing for his birthday. Celebrating his 60th. I am hard for Premier League soccer, man. This is where you roll up your sleeves and really get into it. It's tomorrow morning.
Am I really going to wake up and roll up my fucking sleeves? Is that what
you
I'm going to do?
I'm not telling you what you have to do.
What happened to that Arsenal-Man City game?
I think you
3-1.
Should.
3-1. Man City won.
Mellor
like
led me in the right direction on that. I made a little money on
that. So is Man City top of the table?
They're top of the table. However, Arsenal has a game in hand. So if Arsenal takes care of business, theoretically, although you don't see that, but they could run the table.
Run the table.
Arsenal runs the table, they would still win the league. That's Man City is atop the table on goal differential. Okay. So could be a good run. And we've got Champions League that's getting hot and heavy.
Carmen, aren't you in dry February or something?
No,
you didn't do dry February?
No.
I thought you did.
Barely hung on and did dry January. I mean, I was pretty good. I was pretty good.
Dry New Year's Day.
Are you guys celebrating MJ's fucking birthday?
We are. We've got trivia. We're giving away a pair of tickets. The first pair of tickets that we're giving away for the big anniversary celebration bash that we're doing at House of Blues. Right.
That's worthwhile.
Danny Zetterman and Keith Williams, our bosses, and Maggie in promotions. Maggie Sketch said, I asked them this morning. I went hat in hand. I said, please two tickets. Everybody wants them. And they said, okay, go ahead. We're going to do MJ trivia.
Okay.
And somebody's going to win those on our show today. We've got some highlight stuff. I got some stuff planned.
Are you really going to spend like hours on this?
No, but we're going to have a little bit of fun with it.
We should mention, since you brought it up, March 24th at the House of Blues, Live Nation. If you want tickets, go check it out. Just search at ESPN Chicago.
Absolutely.
Lots of great guests from the station's history will be there.
Thank you to our great friends at Blue Chew for stepping up and being back with us in 2023 as our title sponsor. Remember, Yurko always tells you, Black always tells you, we all know it's sex should be the best part of your day when you get home. You're a little frustrated. You're a little stressed out. You feel like you might not be able to perform. Pop a Blue Chew and you are ready to rock and roll. Yurko's doing a little gyrating over his chair over there.
He's got shorts on.
I know. He's out of his
mind. Fucking 20 degrees outside.
That's why he's got the Blue Chew. That's all it takes.
I'm an idiot.
So BlueChew.com, and they'll give you a month's supply free so you can try it out for yourself just by using the promo code UNHINGED when you check out. Sylvie's back next week. We'll fire it up again with everybody. Mellor, thanks for sitting in with us. It's always fun having you.
My fucking pleasure, you
everybody,
assholes.
Yeah, have a great weekend, and why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?